Reducing taxes on energy bills and financial help for poorer households were among the recommendations laid out by Europe's Energy Commissioner to help member states shield consumers across the bloc from spiralling costs.
Our immediate priority is to protect Europe's consumers, especially the most vulnerable. Second, we have to make our energy system better prepared and more resilient so that we don't have to face a similar situation in the future.
Natural gas prices have soared in Europe in recent weeks, partly driven by a surge in demand as countries emerge from lockdowns.
Natural gas accounts for a quarter of the European Union's energy needs. The majority of that is imported into the bloc from countries including Algeria, Norway and Qatar, but mainly Russia.
Some say that the Kremlin is fueling the price rise by failing to boost gas supplies in order to pressure the EU to approve the controversial Nord Stream 2 pipeline. At an energy conference in Moscow, though, President Vladimir Putin said Russia was ready to increase supply.
If they ask us to increase deliveries, we are ready to do so. We are increasing them as much as our partners are asking us.
To avoid future energy crises, the EU Commissioner says countries must focus on transitioning away from fossil fuels to renewables. Some analysts say that would also help Europe become more self-reliant when it comes to energy.
If we had had in Europe national governments that did 20 years ago renovate the homes like we knew how to do, that did roll out solar heating systems as soon as the 70s, because this is a super old technology, we would be in a much better situation today. We'd be consuming much less gas, we would be much less reliant on Russia, and the current gas prices that we see would have been far less impactful for us Europeans.
Some European countries, including France, Spain and Greece, want more from the EU than recommendations. They are pushing for EU-wide measures, including coordinating gas purchases and joint gas storage. The bloc's leaders will discuss the crisis at a summit next week. With the onset of winter, pressure is mounting to find solutions. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Brussels.